Workman, Mabel White. St. Helena, California, October 17, 1907. Mrs. W. Workman, Tacoma Park Station, Washington. Dear granddaughter Mabel, I was pleased to read your interesting letter. I am also pleased to know that you are interested in your work and that you feel that you are in the right place. If your religious life is constantly sustained by looking to the author and finisher of our faith, God will give you a rich experience in many ways. It is your privilege, by exercising daily trust in Christ, to follow on to know the Lord. I know that a true discerning of Christ will lead to a true confiding in Him. You may have comfort and courage and hope in your blessed Redeemer. I am very glad to have you where you are. If you encourage faith, your courage will never fail. We need to contemplate the matchless love of Christ revealed for us. When we realize that we are bought with a price, we will ever seek to honor and glorify God by faithfully doing His will. I hope and pray that you may be a blessing where you are, as well as being blessed. I would be pleased to be with you and to ride with you in the parks. We are having no rain as yet. The weather is not cold. I have not yet kindled a fire in my room. I am writing largely every day, for I know not how soon I may be called to lay off the armor. Last night I could not sleep after 12 o'clock. I arose and dressed at 1 o'clock and began to write. There are so many things I wish to communicate to our people that will be a blessing to them and through them to others. But I find that I will have to write less than I am doing, for such constant work is an injury to my eyes. I am much interested in the work at Tacoma Park. The Lord has wonderfully provided for His people in that place, that they may let the light shine forth. I praise the Lord for His love and His abounding goodness to His redeemed heritage. I pray that the workers there may be constantly receiving strength, physical, mental, and moral, for the work they have to do. The Lord has promised to be the portion and everlasting reward of His people. We greatly desire that the workers at Washington shall practice the self-denial of Christ. I pray that you and your husband will set an example of simplicity that will be a lesson to others. I am so glad that Jesus lives to make intercession for us. Christ loved us and gave Himself for us. Think of His great sacrifice in coming to the world in shame and poverty to meet us where we are. Oh, that all who know of His love would bring it home to their souls. We need to walk and work in self-denial and humility of mind. The Lord has a mansion prepared for those who love and serve Him in a spirit of self-sacrifice. When Christ came to the time of His great trial, His thoughts were not for Himself, but for the disciples whom He was to leave in the world to meet its trials and conflicts. "Little children," He said to them, "yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another." John 13, verse 33-35. "As I have loved you," the Savior said. The fullness of that love was yet to be demonstrated in His sufferings and cruel death at the hands of men who hated Him because His piety and grace revealed their own great lack. Peter said unto Him, "Lord, whither goest Thou?" Jesus answered him, "Whither I go, Thou canst not follow me now, but Thou shalt follow me afterwards." Peter said unto Him, "Lord, why cannot I follow Thee now? I will lay down my life for Thy sake." Jesus answered him, "Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice." Verses 36-38. Seeing them in sorrow and perplexity, the Savior continued, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." John 14, verse 1-3. Read the whole of this 14th chapter of John. It is full of instruction for the followers of Christ, instruction that only the Son of God could give. My dear grandchildren, I beseech you for Christ's sake to be of good courage. You will have many things to try you, but keep the pattern ever before you. Be careful to speak no words that you would afterwards regret. Manifest patience in words and deportment. This will make you a blessing to others. I am very desirous that your lives shall reveal the grace of Christ, and that you will be continually learning how to do His will. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Christ said, He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. This is possible, but we are further assured, and greater works than these shall ye do, because I go unto the Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye will ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. Verses 12 to 21. I write thus fully, because I greatly desire that you lives may be, not a pretense, but a living representation of Jesus Christ. You can both be a blessing where you are. If the head worker speaks abruptly, do not retaliate. He is a hard worker, and his words do not always reveal the grace of patience. Do not become offended, Wilfred, but give an example of patience and forbearance that will be an education to others. Consider the estimate that Christ places upon those who follow his example. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is heaven. Matthew 5, verse 13 to 16. These are wonderful lessons for us. Study them carefully and profit by their precious instruction. You both may be dear children of God. Christ loved you and gave his life for your salvation. Keep your eyes fixed on the city of God, where the Prince of Heaven will one day welcome his faithful ones. Think of his looking down upon our world and watching with earnest desire those who are striving to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. When his work on earth is finished, he will welcome the righteous to the mansions he has prepared and place on their heads the crown of the overcomer. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22, verse 16, 17.